Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. By your inconceivable energy, you can do whatever you like. And whatever you make me do, I do without restriction. Purport. As stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hida Jo Adi Kavaye. Lord Brahma is the first living creature within this universe. And He is also the creator of the universe. How is this possible? Although He is the first living entity, Lord Brahma is not in the category of Vishnu Tattva. Rather, He is part of the Jiva Tattva. Nonetheless, by the grace of the Lord, who instructed Him through the heart, Tene Brahma Hrida, Lord Brahma could create a huge universe. Those who are actually pure devotees of the Lord are instructed by the Lord through the heart, where the Lord is always situated. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. If He follows the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entity, even though an insignificant creature, can perform the most difficult task by the Lord's grace. Lord Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita. Teshang chatur yuktanam bhajatang pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam enamam upajantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Everything is possible for a pure devotee because he acts under the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Through His inconceivable energy, a pure devotee can perform tasks that are supposed to be very, very difficult. He can perform tasks not even previously performed by the Lord Himself. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Je karaho sei kori nahiko niyam. I do not know by what regulative principle I am carrying out this wonderful work, but I know for certain that I will do whatever you desire. Although the Lord wants to give all credit to His devotees, the devotee himself never takes credit, for he acts only under the Lord's direction. Consequently, all credit goes to the Lord. This is the nature of the relationship between the Lord and His devotee. The Lord wants to give all credit to His servant, but the servant does not take any credit, for he knows that everything is carried out by the Lord. Mukam karati vachalam pangur langhayate giring jat kripatam aham bande sri gurung dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya isharam. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone for the morning, Saturday morning, Chaitanya Charitamrita class. I am very happy to be here after a long period of time. And I am given the opportunity to speak from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it is said that Chaitanya Charitamrita is the mind of Krishna. Bhagavad Gita is the words of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam talks about the activities of Krishna. And Chaitanya Charitamrita reveals the mind of Krishna. This is very, very confidential literature, mercifully given to everyone in this age of Kali by the inconceivable mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada used to say, if there is a flood in your area and water started entering, although you don't have experience of that, flood. So water level is increasing and you have to get out of the house. It is recommended that you should carry at least three things if you can carry. First, Bhagavad Gita. Second, Srimad Bhagavatam. And third one is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Water level is still increasing. You cannot carry all three. You have to give up one. So by this story, we are not undermining any literature. So it is recommended that please give up the Bhagavad Gita and carry Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even after that, water level is increasing. You cannot carry two also. Then you should give up Srimad Bhagavatam. Still water is increasing. You cannot carry anything. But Saraswati Thakur explains, better you die in the water, but don't give up Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that is the glory of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. While Srila Prabhupada was the Jaladuta, feeling intense separation from Vrindavan, he explains that Chaitanya Charitamrita was the only solace. And Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said, if you want to preach the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should study Chaitanya Bhagavat, another literature which was not translated by Prabhupada. He recommends he should study at least 100 times Chaitanya Bhagavat if you want to preach the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, okay, today's topic is a very interesting topic, interaction between Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. All of you know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and decided to stay in Jagannath Puri by the desire of his own mother, and this is his own desire also, because Jagannath Puri is Vipra Lamba Chhetra, because Mahaprabhu wanted to experience love in separation, and Jagannath Puri is the best place to experience that. Why? Because in Jagannath Puri there are two lords. Generally in one dham, one lord. But in Jagannath Puri, there are two lords. Lord Jagannath and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And both are feeling intense separation. When Krishna feels separation from Srimati Radharani, he becomes Lord Jagannath. And when Krishna feels separation from Krishna, he becomes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how come Krishna feels separation from Krishna? When Krishna, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, feels separation from Krishna, he assumes the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And both are crying in separation. And Prabhupada used to tell, I have established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness to teach people how to cry for Krishna. Anyway, you have to cry. Because this is the world of crying. We come to this world crying. Who gives birth, she cries. And who takes birth, he or she also cries. If you don't cry, doctors think some problem in delivery. See, both of them cry? Normal. Superb. Good news. Both of them cry, who gives birth and who takes birth, and others celebrate happy birthday. That is another interesting aspect of material existence. Then when we die, we cry. And in between, we are crying anyway. So the whole journey is journey of crying. But when we cry in this world for material things, we are bound in this material world and keep on crying. Life after life. But when we cry for Krishna, that opens the door of spiritual world. That's why we have to dovetail crying in the service of the Lord. When we can cry for Krishna, that becomes ultimate stage of devotional service. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was in Jagannath Puri, last 12 years, he only cried in separation from Krishna, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So after taking sannyas, 6 years, from the age of 24 to age of 30, Mahaprabhu traveled all over India and preached Krishna consciousness. That is his only preaching period. Although we know preaching is the essence, but unless we are really Krishna conscious, we cannot preach Krishna consciousness properly. So contemplation and contribution are connected. If we cannot contemplate in Krishna, we cannot give Krishna to others. So Mahaprabhu was absorbed in contemplation last 12 years. And 6 years he was interacting with the devotees. And another 6 years he was spreading Krishna consciousness all over India. So while Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, the devotees from Bengal, they used to go and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every year. And that time, transport was not so easy. Transportation. So they used to walk. Going to Jagannath Puri from Bengal used to take 1 month and coming back another 1 month. And they used to stay for 4 months in Jagannath Puri every year. And they are all grihasthas. All householders. How many months they used to spend with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? 4 months and traveling? 2 months. 6 months. For us, maybe 6 weeks is difficult, right? To take break. But that was the level of devotion for the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. So Nityananda Prabhu also used to come. Because it's very difficult to stay away from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this interaction is very interesting interaction. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, please don't come to Jagannath Puri. What a unique instruction. And we go to Jagannath Puri to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. And he used to go to have darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also Lord Jagannath. But Mahaprabhu is telling him not to come. And Prabhupada writes a long purport. Prabhupada writes, spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya is more important than staying in Vrindavan and Jagannath Puri. We are all in the service of spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So service is more important than our likings. So that is the problem we have. One Prabhupada disciple told, 3 words are enough to keep us in this material world. I like it. This sentence is enough to keep us bound in this material world. So devotional service does not mean what I like to do. Devotional service means what Krishna wants us to do. That is devotional service. Because devotional service means to please the Lord. Anna vilasita sunyam jnana karmadi anabritam anukillena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. The purpose of devotional service is to please Krishna. We should not have any other desire. If we have any desire other than this desire to please Krishna, that is not pure devotional service. And that becomes mixed devotional service. Mishra bhakti. But Shuddha bhakti means service to please Krishna. Whether I like it or I don't like it. One Prabhupada disciple told Prabhupada, I like Mayapur. He said, okay, that's very nice you like Mayapur, but whether you like or don't like, you have to be here only. But it's nice that you started liking it. So whether I like or I don't like, it's not so important. Important is what is expected from us. So Nityananda Prabhu liked to come to Jagannath Puri. He liked to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He liked to spend time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want that. He wanted him to stay in Bengal and spread Krishna consciousness. Mahaprabhu could not spread Krishna consciousness in Bengal. And he left Bengal and he is telling in this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita, only person who can spread Krishna consciousness in Bengal is Lord Nityananda. Very powerful place. Very difficult place to spread Krishna consciousness. although Mahaprabhu appeared in that place only. So Mahaprabhu sent Lord Nityananda to spread Krishna consciousness all over Bengal. And he did that. He flooded Bengal with Krishna consciousness. So lesson to be learned here that our desire should be the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should not have any separate desire. And when we have separate desire, we will be implicated in this material world. Although we are performing devotional service. So Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Krishna Bhakta Niskam Atev Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhikami Sakali Asanta. Krishna Bhakta, they are very peaceful. Shanta. Why? Only one qualification. Krishna Bhakta Niskam. They don't have any desire, material desires. And two prominent material desires. There are two most prominent material desires. Desire for sense enjoyment and desire for liberation. Bhukti and mukti. So in order to please Krishna, we have to give up our desire for enjoyment and we have to give up the desire for liberation. Then we can come to the platform of pure devotional service. So Nityananda Prabhu is the example of that pure devotional service. He did what Mahaprabhu wanted him to do. So then Prabhupada in the purport is writing, if someone follows the instruction of the Lord, he can do something very, very wonderful. Even Lord himself did not do that. Means, the devotee can do something greater than the Lord. And that happens by the mercy of the Lord. And how he receives the mercy? We always ask for mercy. Please give mercy. Please give mercy. My dear Lord, please be merciful. It's like a product. But what is the price of that product? Mercy. Rupa Goswami explains sincerity. Sincerity attracts the mercy of the Lord. And what is the meaning of sincerity? Anybody can claim, I am very sincere. I am also very sincere. But sincerity means giving 100% for Krishna. That is the meaning of sincerity. Prabhupada was giving a lecture. And on that day, he was having a very high Vyasarshan. The devotees arranged that. But Prabhupada was giving very, very heavy lecture on that day. He was in a different mood, fiery lecture. He said, in order to go back home, back to Godhead, you have to be 100% Krishna conscious. By hearing that, the devotees were in little depression. 100% Krishna conscious. How it is possible? Prabhupada understood the level of the disturbance of the audience. And he said, okay, 90%. Still, it was not encouraging. Then Prabhupada said, 80%. Then he was coming down from the Vyasarshan. And he said, 70%, not less than that. And the devotee said, Jai Srila Prabhupada. But problem is that if we try for 70%, then we'll end up in 40%. So we should try for 100%, but if we have some deficiency, spiritual master will take care of it. But we always say, oh, Prabhupada's mercy, we'll have a back door key, this door key, we'll enter. This is not a good idea. So when you give 100%, even after that you have some difficulty, that spiritual master will take care of it. But if you don't give that 100%, then how it is possible? That's why it is says sincerity means giving 100% for Krishna. Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna. And journey began early in the morning. And that's why Prabhupada introduced Mangala Arati. Our spiritual journey should begin early in the morning. Right? Prabhupada used to say, we should get up by 4 o'clock. Earlier is better, but by 4 o'clock is okay. Because 4:30 was decided by Prabhupada to be the time of Mangala Arati. But at the beginning days of ISKCON, there was no Mangala Arati. Good news for many people, maybe. That time there was no Mangala Arati. Prabhupada expected everybody will get up. But nobody was rising early in the morning. Then Prabhupada introduced Mangala Arati. Why Mangala Arati is so important? It's Brahma Muhurta. And we want to experience Param Brahma. In order to experience Param Brahma, we have to experience Brahma Muhurta. Unless we see Brahma Muhurta, we cannot see Param Brahma. That's why getting up early in the morning is very, very important. And Prabhupada emphasized so much on Mangala Arati. Once one devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, when can I miss Mangala Arati? Interesting question. Prabhupada said, when you are dead. So Prabhupada emphasized so much on Mangala Arati because rising early is very, very important. If you cannot get up early in the morning, Prabhupada used to say, that is the symptom of spiritual weakness. Unless you are sick, unless you are tired, that's not all right according to Prabhupada. It's okay for our level, but we should try to be awake during Brahma Muhurta. So that is sincerity. So Mother Yashoda started the journey of binding Krishna early in the morning. And she was continuing the service. And she could bind Krishna at the time of sunset, whole day. So Krishna consciousness is not a part-time service. It is a full-time activity. So we have to be fully Krishna conscious. Then we can attract the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His representatives. So therefore, if someone receives the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can do wonderful things. See the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that in every town and village all over the world, holy name will spread. But he never did that. He only did inside India. He flooded whole India with Krishna consciousness. But who did that? His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Why? Why? This is a very interesting aspect. How Krishna acts. Krishna doesn't want to take any credit. He always wants to give credit to his devotee. Just like in the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna already arranged the killing of everyone. But he did not want to take the credit. He wanted to give the credit to Arjuna. That is spiritual life. That is spiritual world. In this world, if anything good happens, I have done it. If anything wrong happened, he has done it. So we are very expert in blaming and also more than expert in taking credit. And if we do that and if we act on that platform, we'll be already in this world. But in the spiritual world, no one takes credit. The Lord gives credit to his devotee and devotee gives the credit to the Lord. Competition. And in that competition, Lord is defeated. And Lord feels very happy by the defeat by his devotee. That is the way Krishna functions. Because that is the symptom of love. Love means they like to be defeated. That is a symptom of love. So Krishna acts on the platform of love. That's why Krishna's activities are known as Leela. Right? But when we perform activities, that does not become Leela. It becomes something else. It becomes karma. Why? Why Krishna's activities are Leela? Because when Krishna performs any activity, he does not have any personal expectation that I will get something out of it. And that is the motivation of the people in this world. When we perform some activities, we always think, what I'll get? Right? But Krishna does not expect anything to gain from any activity. Why? Because he has everything. He's complete. He's full. That's why he does not expect anything. Then why he acts? He acts for the pleasure of his devotees. Krishna follows one regulative principle. We follow four. Krishna follows one regulative principle. What is the regulative principle? Pleasing his devotees. And to please his devotees, he can break any principle of this world. Because that is his way of acting. That's why his activities become leela. And who can join that leela of Krishna? When someone performs activities only for the pleasure of Krishna, then he becomes eligible to enter into that pastime. That is a qualification. So, lesson to be learned, in order to become spiritually qualified, to enter into the spiritual world, what is the qualification? No personal agenda. We have to give up our personal agenda. But in this world, we all have our own agendas. Even in devotional service also. That's why after performing devotional service, we are not experiencing the joy of Krishna consciousness. Why? We have desires. But devotee of Krishna should be free from desires. Krishna bhakta nishkam. So here, Prabhupada is writing that Lord wants to give the credit to his devotee, and devotee does not want to take the credit. That is the test. Whether we are on the spiritual platform or not. That's why Mahaprabhu says, Amanina Manadena. We should be ready to give respect, but not expecting respect. Most difficult part of our spiritual journey. Giving up wealth, giving up sex life, giving up other aspects is not easy, but it's not that difficult. But this aspect is very, very difficult. Not expecting respect. And Jiva Goswami explains, it's very, very difficult, almost impossible to give it up. It's like a most intoxicating aspect of our life. Getting respect is not a problem. But expecting respect is a problem. But the problem is, when we get, we expect. When we get something regularly, if someone is offering obeisances during Mangalarati time, every day, then expectation. Right? And if one day that devotee does not offer obeisances, mind will be not in Radha Gokulananda. Mind will be why? Why he did not offer obeisances to me? Something going on. The mind will be carried away by that. Why? Because he was receiving, getting regularly, and that's why he started expecting. And what is the result of expectations? Expectations lead to frustrations. That is the result. Pingala, prostitute, reveals her realization in Srimad Bhagavatam, Asahi param dukkham, nairasya param sukham. The cause of our misery in this world is expectation. And in Kali Yuga, we have high level of expectations. Very high level. Expectation can be there, but that should be reasonable and that should be flexible. But we are very, very rigid and we have very, very high level of expectation. We give the example in a joking way. Every boy is thinking that his life partner will be such that she will have all divine qualities like Mother Sita. But he forgets that he is not Lord Ram. He is Ravana. But he has expectations. Other side is also true. The girl is thinking, my husband will be with all divine qualities like Lord Ram. But she forgets. She is not Sita Devi. She is Surpanakha. But expectations are there. High level of expectations. And more expectations, more frustrations. Why? Because reality is something different. The gap between the expectation and reality is the cause of frustrations. So therefore, people are not happy with this world, what they have. Rather, they are unhappy what they don't have. That is the nature of this world. We compare. And comparison is the cancer of the mind. And when we have that cancer, we cannot experience joy of life. Krishna consciousness is very sublime. It's nectar. Unlimited bliss. But why we are not able to experience it? Because of that cancer of the mind. And why that cancer is there? Why you are expecting? Because we are not pure in our intent. Purity of the intent is very, very important. The quality of service depends on purity of the intent, not the content. But we are so much interested in content. Right? Content. What to do? How to do? But we are not seeing why to do. The quality depends on this question, why? I am doing it, but why I am doing it? That determines the quality. So Shastra explains why we should do for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it cannot be artificially performed. Because motivation to work depends on the modes of nature. It all depends on the modes of the individual. So we are all governed by modes. If someone is governed by mode of ignorance, the motivation to work will be fear. Fear is the motivation. Even bhakti can also be performed on that platform. One friend went to visit his friend's house, who is an atheist. And he saw in his house, there's an altar. And on the altar, all kinds of pictures are there. And he performs arati regularly. So friend was very curious. He said, you always claim that you are an atheist, but you are performing all this. He said, yes, I am atheist. I am not telling lies to you. Then why you do that? He said, look, I am an atheist, but I have a fear. In case Lord is there, why to take a chance? Do something like that. If he is there, he'll be pleased. This is called motivation at the level of mode of ignorance, fear. Then mode of passion. What is the motivation? Material profit. Most of the people in this world are in this category. What I will get? Right? So one person entered into a job and he is not getting promotion. Not getting promotion. So one devotee advised that chant the holy name and Krishna fulfills all the desires. So he started chanting 16 rounds. And after some time, he got the promotion. Good news. Then he started thinking that, oh, holy name works very wonderfully. So I was chanting 16 rounds, I got promotion. If I chant 32 rounds, then I can get double promotion. Then he started chanting 32 rounds. And after some time, he lost the job. That is the nature of this world. That is the result of action in the mode of passion. Material profit. What I'll get? What I'll get? Then Arjuna was also analyzing in that way. Arjuna gave a very good logic. He said, I should not fight. Why I should not fight? He told that if I become victorious, there will not be anybody to celebrate my victory because everybody will be dead. And if I lose, I'll be killed. So I'll not get anything. So why to fight? This is the level of mode of passion. I am the center. Then mode of goodness. What is the symptom of mode of goodness? Sense of duty. It's called Niskam Karma Yoga. Detached from the results. And that is the basic platform to start our devotional life. Bhagavad Gita begins with Niskam Karma Yoga. We have to be detached from the results. Why? Because results are not in our hand. Simple understanding. Actions are within our jurisdiction, but results are not. So those who have knowledge, they perform activities based on this Niskam Karma Yoga, and they come to the platform of mode of goodness, and they perform activities out of duty. Then Arjuna was advised on that platform, you should fight. Why? Because you are a king, you are a fighter, you are a kshatriya, it's your duty to fight. Mother should take care of the children because it's a duty. You have to perform your household duties, others work because that is your duty. Sense of duty, mode of goodness, brahmanas. Then transcendental platform. At the transcendental platform, what is the motivation? Love. They perform activities to please the beloved. And that is the spiritual platform. So Nityananda Prabhu here is exhibiting, rather Mahaprabhu is teaching through Nityananda Prabhu, that if you want to enter into the spiritual world, if you want to render pure devotional service, the intent should be to please Guru and Krishna. And Lord is very expert. Those who are sincere, Lord will put us in such situation, we will do what we don't want to do. Right? That is the way He acts. Because when we are in a particular situation, we become attached. Attached. Comfortable situation, comforts lead to attachment. But some people get an idea, I'll do wonderful bhajan in a comfortable situation, no anxiety, no problem, nice bank balance is there, nice house is there, everything is very beautiful, and I'll be seriously cultivating Krishna consciousness. That will never happen, because that does not exist. So problem has to be addressed, but real problem is within. We have to make our internal consciousness problem-free. Then we can really practice Krishna consciousness. Because external problems cannot be solved. If you solve one problem, another problem will quickly follow. But devotees sometimes feel that, oh, if I become Krishna conscious, there will be no problem. And that is the real problem. The Brajavasis, they are in a very happy condition before Krishna appeared. And when problem started? After Krishna's appearance. As soon as Krishna appeared in Gokul, problem began. Kamsa was in a dormant state. And after Krishna's appearance, he became active. Started killing. So Karna was giving some talk to Krishna that, my dear Krishna, I never got justice in my life, because we all want justice, right? So he said, I never got justice in my life. And he gave a list how he did not get justice. And he said, because I took birth in a wrong place, wrong way, that's why I got all these injustices in my life. And he was blaming and lamenting to Krishna. Krishna heard it. And Krishna told Karna, Karna, your problem started after you took birth. But see my life. My problem started before I took birth. As soon as my uncle came to know that I am going to take birth, he was planning to kill my mother. That is my life. And I took birth in a prison and left that place and was staying incognito in Gokul, hiding. But I am not lamenting. I was enjoying my life. So experiencing joy of Krishna consciousness does not depend on external situations. We have to stabilize ourselves internally. That is called Krishna consciousness. And how internally we can become stable? When we become niskam, free from any desire, free from any expectations. Only desire is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the transcendental platform. And when you act on that platform, we can do remarkable things in this world and also experience joy of rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I think time is up. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any question, comment, reflections? Somebody should coordinate. Raising hand, giving mic. Yes. Ask the question.
Thank you very much for your class. I want to ask you about our Guru Maharaj. How is he now? In the same time, I want to ask you, when can to be his Guru, his Vyasa Puja?
When is his Vyasa Puja? You can ask me personally. This is not the subject matter of discussion, okay? So you can ask me personally later on. Next question.
Thank you so much. What would mean in a practical life, 70%, 80%, 90%? Because we say
difficult to measure percentage.
Yes, like we sometimes say there's no limit of surrender, so 70% means also unlimited, I guess. But anyway, in practical life, what would mean something that we can understand? What is 70% of surrender?
What's your question?
Question. What means that?
What does that mean?
In practical life. Yeah.
What is the meaning of?
70% of surrendering. Prabhupada said.
100.
What means that?
If you try for 100, it will become 70.
What means?
Surrender is not artificial and surrender is not mechanical and surrender is not external. Surrender means accepting Krishna as the controller of our lives. That is a symptom of surrender. Krishna is the controller. Accept that. But problem is that we don't want to accept that. Krishna is the controller anyway. Whether we accept or don't accept. But when we accept, our life becomes sublime. Because we act on reality. Krishna consciousness means acting on reality. So when we accept the control of Krishna in our lives, that is the symptom of surrender.
That means full surrender.
Yeah. But it cannot happen automatically, 100% surrender. It's a gradual process.
Like Prabhupada said, we are successful if we have 70%. So what means that 30% we hold in?
No,
on?
Don't go into that percentage. You have to understand the mood of Prabhupada. Prabhupada wanted us to become 100% Krishna conscious. Means we have to be very, very sincere. But in that effort, if there is some deficiency, because we are all conditioned souls, Krishna's representative will take care of that. But we have to try our best. Sincerity means giving the best what we have. Right? But generally, we don't want to give the best. We want to give the worst. So one couple came, one father came to meet me in Mayapur many years before. And he told me that I have two sons. One son is doing very good. He is doing BTech in some engineering college. But other son is not doing well. I am thinking to give that boy to you. Okay. So, and they give donation in the hundi, right? Which notes? Which does not work. So give that to the Lord. Nothing works, give it to Lord. That is not the good sign. Become Krishna conscious as old age. Nothing is working, better to become Krishna conscious. Yeah, which is not working for him. That's also good, but it's not the right thing to do. Right attitude is not that attitude. Okay? Yeah. Give the best according to your capacity. Just like in Ramlila, building the bridge, Hanuman gave 100% and Squirrel also gave 100%. And Ram was equally, it's not the quantity. Quantum of service can be different, but the quality of service should be high class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Just one question.
Yeah.
You explained about love and fear. I wanted to learn more about it in terms of mind and intelligence. How does that respond during those times and how do we change it to love?
What?
So you explained about fear and then you explained about love.
I didn't explain about fear. I told that fear is a motivation for people, those who are in the mode of ignorance. That was the topic. Oh. Different modes, different motivation. So when you are transcendental, motivation is love. And when you are in the mode of ignorance, motivation is fear. Ignorance leads to fear.
So how do you move from ignorance to... How do you move from ignorance to love?
Ignorance to love? You want to jump or you want to go gradually? That's why it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nashto prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati nashtiki. So, it's the gradual development. What is the process? Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Nityam, that is also a very interesting word. And people interpret according to their convenience. Nityam really means 24 hours a day. That is the real meaning of Nityam. Constantly. Prabhupada writes also in the purport, a pure devotee of the Lord releases Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy name 24 hours a day. That is the symptom of a pure devotee. Uttamadhikari Vaishnava. But for us, sadhaka, Nityam means regularly. Nityam means regularly. What is the meaning of regularly? That is also interpreted in a different way. Somebody say, I am very regular. I come for every Janmashtami. I never miss Janmashtami in my life. I come for every Sunday. I come for every Ekadasi. I attend all the festivals. But that is not the real meaning of regularly. Regularly means daily. And daily means how long? 5 minutes daily? 10 minutes daily? So how many hours or how long daily? So 3 hours is very, very powerful time. 3 hours every day. Minimum, not maximum. 3 hours. So when Prabhupada was chanting the holy name under the tree in Thompson Square Park, he used to chant every day 3 hours minimum. While Mahaprabhu used to dance in Harinam Sankirtan, minimum 3 hours. Mahaprabhu used to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit in Jagannath Puri every day, minimum 3 hours. Raghunath Das Goswami used to narrate pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day at the bank of Radhakund, minimum 3 hours. So 3 hours is the magic figure. So Prabhupada also has given us 3 hours. 2 hours for the holy name and 1 hour hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. That minimum has to be done. Then 3 hours will become 6 hours. 6 hours will become 12 hours. One day, by the grace of the Lord, we can perform 24 hours. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
That's it. How long the time limit? But we are in ISKCON, 1 hour. Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much. Just regard to when you were mentioning that we should choose the service according what Krishna likes, not what we like.
You should not choose. Choose and pleasing Krishna does not happen together. Yeah, what's your question?
Yeah. So I was thinking about an example. So we might perceive that Lord wants preaching spread, so we can choose some very powerful, dynamic centrum, vibrant, and we think, okay, I'll be there because preaching is happening, and then I'll be there and Lord will be pleased. But then our spiritual master may say, no, I want you to be in this small center where things are not moving so much and so on. And we see spiritual master as a representative of Krishna. So why is it so? Why is sometimes Krishna acting this?
Why?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Krishna always acts like that. He makes sure we do what we don't want to do. And if you go through that, you will become pure. But if we do what we want to do, then we will not become purified. We become attached to it. Okay? So we should be very open. As long as it is allowed, we'll do. But we should not choose. Surrender means its service should be given, not chosen. Prabhupada never preached Krishna consciousness to become the world preacher. He preached Krishna consciousness because he was ordered by his guru to do that. Mahaprabhu did not preach Krishna consciousness till he was ordered from the sky. You have come here to spread Krishna consciousness. Nityananda Prabhu was never in that preaching mood. He was traveling all over India for 20 years before he joined Mahaprabhu. He never preached Krishna consciousness. But when he started Krishna consciousness preaching, when he was ordered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a principle. Okay? Devotional service means for the pleasure of the Lord and his representatives. So that's why we have to give up that concept of choosing. I like it, I don't like it. As long as you dwell in that arena, you cannot experience the joy of Krishna consciousness. And problem will be that you will not get perfection in your life. And you will not be happy also. Okay? Difficult thing, but we have to practice. Because difficulties purify our existence. That's why Krishna makes sure that we are not in a comfortable situation, we are in difficulty. That's why he has put Pandavas in such difficulties. Why? To purify them. Okay?
Not thank
okay.
you.
Not okay. You are still thinking.
My false ego, my five minute, but it's accepting. Yeah, it's a very nice answer. Thank you very much.
It is Krishna's plan to purify our false ego. Otherwise, how we can reach him? False ego is the obstacle, no? Between us and Krishna. Okay now?
Yes,
little
Krishna.
Bit okay. Any more question?
Thank you, Maharaj. Very nice class. My question is, when you said that when we that real love is trying to please Krishna without any kind of expectation, so in my understanding, all of us living entities are all anandamaya bhyasyat, we're all pleasure-seeking in by nature. So even expecting any kind of pleasure, even expecting any kind of pleasure by doing service, that's still an expectation. So how do we surpass that level of understanding and just serve Krishna without any kind of expectation, even of bliss?
That is the highest level. Highest level of Krishna consciousness. Now we should purify our... We have to know what level we are. we can artificially go to a level. Oh, I don't want bliss of Krishna consciousness also. First you should have, no? Oh, I don't want to be liberated. Whether you're liberated or not, first you check. You can give something up what you have. What we have now, we have false ego. We should give it up. So this is the gradual progression. The gopis, when love of Godhead comes to them, they feel very disturbed. When tears come, they are in ecstasy because that disturbs their service. And they say, love of Godhead, please don't disturb our life. That's their mood. For them, pleasing Krishna is the only goal. For them, they can give up the emotions of love of Godhead, they can go to hell, they can go to anywhere, because their purpose of life is to please Krishna. But that is the topmost platform. We cannot imitate that, we can artificially try to achieve that. Now as a sadhaka, we should purify our anarthas, anartha nibriti, and come to the platform of nistha. That should be the goal of a sadhaka. Sadhaka's goal is to purify our existence. That is high level of spiritual life. If you are at that level, that's okay. But if you are not, then come to the basics.
Thank you. Hari Bol.
Comment?
When I was working in the aircraft industry, there was a person called Gary Rickenbacker, and he was like a sub-manager. He's overseeing everything. And he said, we should know our level of incompetence. And why I say that is because people aspire to do something. They go in for a job and then they get sacked because they're incompetent. You know, I want to do this, as you say, you know. So know your level of incompetence as well is another thing.
The success formula also, people say, you should know what you can do. And more important than that, you should know what you cannot do. Right?
Yeah.
And if you don't know basics of music, and if you want to become the world class singer, your life will be the life of frustration. You should know your strength and act on those strengths. That is a success formula. And Krishna has given strength to each and everyone. And it is Guru's business to identify those strengths in the disciples and engage them accordingly. And Prabhupada did that for his disciples. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Gaura Bhaktavinda ki jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.